It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This is pretty exciting, John. We are at beautiful Deer Lake with Susan Keller. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today.
I'm glad I could finally do it. I think about it lots, and this just worked out today. I'm watching a American merganser on my dock doing some preening.
Nice.
are we talking the Deer Lake north of Grand Rapids?
Yes, okay. The one off of County Road 19.
Yeah, beautiful lake.
So from the tone of her voice, I feel like she probably already had breakfast. What do you think, John?
I think so.
She sounds fortified.
She gets up early.
Is it true?
No. Yeah. I was just making it, but then this came on, so I stopped. So I usually have yogurt with fruit and sliced almonds over it, and that's my summer breakfast. And then in the winter, I usually have oatmeal with fruit and almonds.
So is it just plain yogurt?
It's, I've been getting the Chobani, which is higher protein and gives me more, longer time, you know, in my stomach so that I don't have to eat again for a while.
I see.
Now, did you mention a beverage?
I did not. I'm not a coffee drinker. In the winter, I have tea or hot chocolate. And in the summer, I just have water.
Oh, you and John.
Same thing.
You. Yeah. Although you don't do tea in the winter.
No, I don't do tea, but water, yeah, for sure. That sounds sounds great.
Well, it's worked so far.
So what has been the hesitation to call in for What's for Breakfast? Just not enough time or nerves or what?
Well, just not at the right time, you know, and in a somewhat normal year, we would usually have guests most of the time that we're up here, and, you know, so it just didn't work out, but we're not having guests this year. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's time, there just seems to be a lot of time.
Yes.
And how is it going for you?
It's going fine. We're both healthy. I don't go into stores except an occasional Walgreens stop for something, and I always wear a mask. And, you know, so we're staying healthy, and we're lucky because we're retired, and so we have an income. And I just feel terrible for all the people who don't have those things to fall back on. And so I'm trying to give money to the secondhand harvest and, you know, places where I know my money will go to feeding people.
Hmm. Where is home for you originally?
Well, we're from Minneapolis, and since the COVID thing started, we've been spending 2 weeks here, and then 2 weeks at home, and 2 weeks here, and my son comes up with his partner on the 2 weeks that we're not here, and we're just really taking advantage of being able to spend more time here. I usually do a lot of volunteer work from spring through fall, and that's been put on hold, so I don't have as many things to do in Minneapolis as I usually do.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're up north?
Garden, hike, read, just experience nature. There are so many water birds and so many other birds. We've had a Baltimore Oriole this year, which is only the second time in four. We've been up here since 1991, and so I started putting out a feeder because there was someone down the road who kept getting all these Baltimore Orioles, and I thought, well, I'll never get one if I don't put the feeder up. So it works.
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh my gosh, just the most gorgeous color, and you know they don't stick around very long, but that's okay. So I love birds. I love animals. We have a fox couple that lives around here, and we see one of them every once in a while. And we have deer in the forest behind us. And, you know, it's just awesome.
So why do you listen to KEXE, KBXE?
Because it is the best radio station I have ever found. I don't remember when I started listening to it. Probably 20 years ago, and you have science, phenology, which I love. You are kind people. You respect everyone. You are always on the side of those who need help, and I just wish I could clone you and take you all over the world.
Oh my gosh, we're both weeping here.
Yeah, no, for real, we are actually. Weeping. Luckily, we have Kleenex here in our safe distance apart from each other. We can't thank you enough for those kind words. It's keeping us going. For being on What's for Breakfast.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Susan, you either get Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes.
Wild Rice pancakes. I love pancakes.
And I'm going to seek your permission right now for us to rebroadcast your comments. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because that's some of the best we've ever heard.
Well, you are the best, and I've been wanting to say this for years. And I tell everybody I know to tune in, because I listen to you when I'm in Minneapolis, too. I stream you. And it's one of the best parts of my day. And I learn so much, and, you know, you're the kind of people that make the world a good place.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. We sure appreciate it. And someday when we can all see each other again, it'd be great to meet you in person.
I would love that.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. Won't you walk a mile with me, brother?